You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 03, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Haiti's human rights situation is extremely worrying due to escalating gang violence. Between April and June 2025, armed violence resulted in 1,220 deaths and 609 injuries. The United Nations estimates that gangs control at least 85% of Port-au-Prince and are expanding into the Center and Artibonite departments. This territorial control has paralyzed Port-au-Prince, with international commercial flights suspended. Violence is spreading beyond the capital to areas with limited state presence. This poses a major risk of increasing violence and transnational trafficking in arms and people. The illegal flow of weapons into Haiti, notably from the United States, remains unaddressed. Gang violence has led to significant fatalities and human rights abuses. From October 2024 to June 2025, 4,864 people were killed due to worsening gang violence nationwide. In the first quarter of 2025, at least 1,617 people were killed and 580 injured in violence involving gangs, self-defense groups, or security forces. Human rights abuses include mass killings, abductions, and sexual violence. At least 161 kidnappings for ransom were recorded in the first quarter of 2025, with 63% occurring in the Artibonite department. These kidnappings traumatize victims and destabilize communities. The situation is worsened by the involvement of self-defense groups and security forces. Human rights abuses by self-defense groups have increased as they operate outside formal legal frameworks. The United Nations Security Council authorized a multinational-backed security force led by Kenya to assist the Haitian police. Summary executions by Haitian security forces against individuals accused of gang support further erode the rule of law. The Haitian people face violence from gangs, human rights violations from security forces, and abuses by self-defense groups. The multinational security support mission struggles with funding and deployment, unable to stop armed groups. Donations for the mission have fallen short, and not all promised officers and materials have arrived. The assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in 2021 triggered widespread gang violence and created a political vacuum. Haiti has not held general elections in almost a decade, allowing gangs to consolidate power. Weak political institutions have facilitated corruption and impunity. Haiti's vulnerability to natural disasters exacerbates poverty and inequality, making it the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. The failure to define the crisis has led to ineffective responses from state leaders and international organizations. The escalating violence has profound humanitarian consequences. Chronically underfunded humanitarian assistance has been cut, compounding the suffering of the population. Vital services like healthcare and education are severely impacted. The international response has been muddled, enabling political actors responsible for Haiti's challenges. The UN Security Council is considering turning the Kenyan-led force into a peacekeeping operation to address funding shortfalls. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres ruled out deploying a formal peacekeeping force despite a request from Haiti's Transitional Presidential Council. A new approach is needed, focusing on coordination between Haitian authorities and multinational forces, improving intelligence sharing, and empowering judicial institutions. Addressing the crisis requires tackling immediate violence and underlying systemic issues. Understanding the nature of the gangs is critical, as they are complex networks with varying motivations. Self-defense groups need careful consideration to prevent human rights abuses. A sustainable solution must strengthen political institutions, combat corruption, and address economic and social inequalities. Judicial institutions must be empowered to prosecute human rights violations. The international community must support these efforts through financial aid and coordinated diplomatic efforts. The human rights situation in Haiti highlights the impact of political instability and unchecked violence. The ongoing crisis demands immediate and sustained attention. The lack of general elections for nearly a decade has created a power vacuum exploited by gangs. The human cost is immense, with nearly 5,000 people killed due to gang violence from October 2024 to June 2025. Thousands have been injured, abducted, and subjected to sexual violence, with kidnappings for ransom becoming common. Self-defense groups have contributed to the cycle of violence, with reports of increased human rights abuses. Copyright, African Elements.